They're a championship-hardened county, I suppose, over years. They have a tradition of being hard to beat in the championship. And I suppose Navan, their home ground, probably is a bit of a plus to them in terms of that they seem to be very hard to beat down there. And we know that from playing them a few years ago in the league as well. It wasn't easy, and we got out of it with a few points to spare, but it was a challenge the whole way. And you know, people talk about Leinster football and Dublin ahead of the rest and all that, and maybe expecting more in Leinster championship terms from the likes of Kildare and Meath, which maybe hasn't materialised in recent years. But they're always sort of, when you see the name of Meath, you know that there's a championship tradition with them. I suppose they don't have any great worries about Tyrone. They've played Tyrone a number of years, since the 80s even, and acquitted themselves well. So I don't think some counties might see Tyrone as a big task, you know, but I don't feel that that'll be the case with me. I think they'll come into it confident maybe that this could redeem their season after their, I suppose, surprise defeat in to Longford.
There's a different style of football played down in Leinster, and of course you've got players missing. Do you feel you're going to have to adjust your style to actually adapt to what you're up against and what you're left without in terms of your own personnel?
No, I don't think so. I think this is maybe the style business is overplayed a bit, you know, because when people talk about a style of football, they almost, I suppose, the suggestion is that there's only a particular style that you can play with and that you can't play any other way. And I'm not sure that's accurate, because I think people change their method of play even within a game, never mind, you know, across a number of games. You have to play to your strengths, and you have to, I suppose this is about winning, so the most important thing is to get a result in this game. It's not about how pretty that result, that performance can be or anything else. It is about a result. This is knockout football that we're in now, and the only thing that matters really is the score at the end of the game, and to do that, then you have to do whatever's required to try and be ahead at the end of the game. Whether it pleases people or not is really secondary. The most thing that will be pleasing to their own people is if we're in the draw for the next round. It's our complete target to be in the draw for the next round. So whatever it takes to do that within the rules of the game, we need to be about it. As counties go, I suppose, maybe because we've been in it so often, but we have a decent record in the qualifiers. It's up there with the best of them. So, you know, we shouldn't really fear the fact that we're on this journey. Is about really, I suppose, the really important one in all of these is the first game after you're beaten, where you just have to get back and get a bit of form together and get that result, because that's so important. That one result gets you back into winning ways, and there is a fortnight to the next game. So there's lots of good reasons why this is a critical game in the rest of the season. Obviously, if you lose, that's bad news entirely. But if you get over this game, regardless of what else was coming down the line or anything else, if you get over this first game, get that wee bit of confidence back into the players again, have played a knockout game where you know, there's no other result any use other than a win, then that should be a good place to be. So while it is a challenge, and it's a daunting enough challenge to go there and do that, I think if we can manage to get things right, it will be a real good confidence boost for us moving on to the next round.